Good morning. My name is Ann Knighton. I am pastor here at St. Luke's Lutheran Church. I welcome you this day as we celebrate the passage of Karen Marie Clausen, From This Life into Eternal Life. In your hymnals, you can turn to page 279 and follow along with the service. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all mercy and the God of all consolation, who comforts us in all our sorrows so that we can comfort others in their sorrows with the consolation we ourselves have received from God. When we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Please join with me on page 280 in the center of the page. Eternal God, maker of heaven and earth, who formed us from the dust of the earth, who by your breath gave us life, we glorify you.
We glorify you.
Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, who suffered death for all humanity, who rose from the grave to open the way to eternal life, we praise you.
We praise you.
Holy Spirit, author and giver of life, the comforter of all who sorrow, our sure confidence and everlasting hope, we worship you.
We worship you.
To you, O Blessed Trinity, be glory and honor forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us now join together in our opening hymn. It is number 660, Lift High the Cross. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and glory, we remember before you our sister Karen. We thank you for giving her to us to know and to love as a companion in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us faith to see that death has been swallowed up in the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may live in confidence and hope until, by your call, we are gathered to our heavenly home in the company of all your saints, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Our first lesson today is Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." And he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Our second lesson is Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. I invite you to stand as you are able to welcome the gospel. The gospel according to John, the 14th chapter, beginning with verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise
Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Karen Marie Clausen was born October 29, 1946, in Benson, Minnesota, to Kenneth and Marlis Ertl. She grew up on the family farm south of Glenwood with her two brothers and one sister. She married Thomas Clausen on April 16, 1966, and they spent several years in Minnesota before moving west with their children to ranch in Wyoming. Karen was a librarian in Claremont, Wyoming for several years before returning to Minnesota after her husband's passing. She returned to Minnesota and worked for the Minnewaska area schools and later for American Business Forums. Karen returned to Wyoming in 2001 to work for the Bureau of Land Management until her retirement. Karen was an avid reader and loved spending time with her family. She spent countless hours volunteering for Habitat for Humanity, the Bread of Life Food Pantry, serving on Altar Guild, leading Bible study, knitting prayer shawls, participating in the Church Bell Choir, participating in book club, bingo night, and the list could go on. She is survived by Craig, Julie, Kevin, Debbie, Chad, Susan, Melissa, Brett, by her grandchildren, Tyler, Jack, Dylan, Will, Kelsey, Kyler, Kristen, Walker, Eric, Ashley, Shyler, Hadley, and one great-granddaughter, Casey, and a brother, Roger, and a sister, Chloe. She was preceded in death by her husband, by her parents, and her brother, Douglas. Family was important to Karen. She spoke frequently about Tom and their life together. She loved to talk about her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchild. She was many things: a daughter, a sister, a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, a friend, a church member. But there is one title not mentioned in her obituary, and that one is so important to her right now. That title is Child of God, the one bestowed upon her on the date of her baptism, when God claimed her as God's own beloved child. She lived out that baptismal calling in service to her family, to her faith community, and to the larger world. And even if she did not speak the word yes when called to serve, her actions did. When I mentioned how Thrive and Action grants could be used to fund our prayer shawl ministry, she immediately applied for and received one, and used the money to buy yarn and supplies so that shawls can be made for those in need of a tangible reminder of God's ever-present love. Her contributions will provide comfort to many people. Karen led the Tuesday morning Bible study here. When I arrived in September, the book being used for the study was entitled Growing Older and Wiser. When we finished that study, we moved to the current one, Heaven. Karen was always well prepared for our studies. She wrote down answers in a notebook. Not in the book. Maybe that was the librarian in her. It's really hard to write in a book. I understand that. And so I asked Julie if she could find that notebook, and she did. So I want to share some of her thoughts that she wrote in that notebook in answer to various questions that involved the focal scripture for the particular lesson. When we discussed Philippians chapter 1, verses 19 through 30, That's a letter in which the Apostle Paul stated that he wanted to live in order to continue his work of proclaiming the gospel and nurturing new believers, but he also wanted to be with Christ. We had a fruitful conversation about death. One of the discussion questions asked if we had the same certainty about what would happen at death as Paul did. And Karen responded, yes. As we approach death, we become less threatened. We know physically we are failing in our bodies. The Bible tells us not to fear death unless we don't believe. When asked, what can you do to strengthen the positive impact you're having on those around you? She wrote, walk with confidence cloaked in our faith. Do not falter. Keep studying and gain more knowledge, which results in stronger faith. She added, clothed with our heavenly dwelling, we are confident we go to be with the Lord. All enemies will be put under Christ's feet. Death will be destroyed. In the next lesson, we turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, which deals with concern about those who die before Christ's return. When asked, if you knew for certain that Jesus would return in 1 week, how would your life change? She drew a line, indicating that there was nothing that she would do differently. Though she noted in response to the next question that she would talk to friends, family, everyone about their belief in Jesus as Lord and Savior. When asked, what confident hope can you share from this passage with someone who is convinced that death is the end of our existence? She responded, I believe what Christ says. I go to prepare a place. We spent a couple of weeks on one chapter involving Revelation 4, a scene of worship where God is the center of everything and the inhabitants of heaven are engaged in joyful praise. One question read, worship will be one of our main activities in heaven. Does that fact heighten your anticipation of heaven or diminish it? She responded, I like worship and learning. And in answer to the question, how would you respond to someone who thinks heaven will be just one eternal boring church service? She wrote, heaven is a way of being. Heaven is a way of being. In describing what this passage says to us when we feel like our world is out of control, she responded, God is still in control, but we can look forward to a place of peace and love of God abounds. At the top of the next page was the date for the first scheduled Bible study session in January, January 11. Karen did not have a chance to write down her comments for the questions for that chapter study, which focuses on Luke chapter 14, verses 7 through 24, parables about banquets that help us think about the kingdom of God. Karen, who loved to study scripture and be well prepared for Bible study, now knows more than any of us what the kingdom of heaven looks like. The questions that she had about death and what is on the other side have been answered. In our gospel reading today, Jesus told his disciples that he would be leaving them, and he responded to their understandable anxiety by saying, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. His return to the Father is good news because that will be their destination and ours. He tells them that in his Father's house there are many dwelling places, and he goes to prepare a place for them. When he tells them that they know the way to the place where he is going, Thomas asks them for directions. Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus responds by saying, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is a word of comfort and promise. Jesus is all that is needed. There is no need to be disturbed, no need for some sort of secret map to the place where he is going. Instead, if we know Jesus, we know how to go where he has gone. We know the way to the Father. The point of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection was to reveal God to the world. All the words that Jesus spoke, all the things that he did, came from God and show us who God is. And as we saw in our gospel reading yesterday about the wedding feast at Cana, God is the source of abundant grace, the source of abundant life. Not just life for a few years on this earth, but life everlasting. Karen believed in our Lord's promises, that he was preparing a place for her to dwell eternally in relationship with God, the source of every grace and blessing. Her life reflected her desire to follow the one who is the way and the truth and the life, to follow that way from this life into eternal life. As Karen wrote, heaven is a way of being and a place where the love of God abounds. She is now enfolded in that abundant, grace-filled love, claimed by God as God's own beloved child. The hymn that our bell choir has chosen is so appropriate. It is well with my soul. Please stand as you are able as we confess our word, our faith, using the words of the Apostles' Creed. You can find it on page 282 of the hymnal. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into heaven. On the third day he rose again.
He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us join together in our prayers of intercession. The response to each of our intercessions is, hear our prayer. Almighty God, in holy baptism you have knit your chosen people together in one communion of saints in the body of Christ. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to share the new life in Christ. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to all who mourn, and a sure and certain hope in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may have strength for the days ahead. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Grant to us who are still on our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith, that where this world groans in grief and pain, your Holy Spirit may lead us to bear witness to your light and life. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Help us in the midst of things we cannot understand to believe and trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, and the resurrection to life everlasting. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Grant us grace to entrust Karen to your never-failing love, which sustained her in this life. Receive her into the arms of your mercy and remember her according to the favor you bear for your people. God of mercy, hear our prayer. God of all grace, we give you thanks because by his death, our Savior Jesus Christ destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Give us a certain hope that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor to come, will be able to separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Let us join together as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us commend Karen to the mercy of God, our Maker and Redeemer. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant Karen. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of saints in light.
Amen.
Amen. Let us join together in our closing hymn. It is number 856, How Great Thou Art.
Thank you.
And take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. We will be going over to the cemetery for a graveside service, and then we will return for the reception. You're invited to join us at the graveside or to stay here, and we will return. Go forth in peace. In the name of Christ, amen.